start with the last point of our summer camp, which will also be the most ceremonial and blissful. With great pleasure, I want to say a warm dobro došli to all of you and to all the guests who have come for our little festival, including Gospoda Mira. Yes, this is the mother of Madhva Muni and Kishori. Well, stepmother. Yes. Yes. We will, after this short talk, start with a procession where we will carry Shishi Radha Syam Sunda on procession to a little boat and then have a boat festival.
Nakon ovog kratkog razgovora mi ćemo imati procesiju gdje ćemo voditi Radha Syama Sunda do broda i onda ćemo imati naš festival sa brodom.
Yeah, during the boat festival we will also all have the opportunity to offer flowers to the divine couple in a Pushpanjali. After the boats festival we will have a little spiritual talk here in the tent. Finally, the high point comes with our spiritual action art, the revelation of the healthy spiritual heart. Finally, we wish to thank all the devotees who did such wonderful service to organize this very blissful summer camp. So, okay, so let me say a few words now to our procession. In this procession, we want to honor Shishi Radha Syama Sunda by giving them the pleasure of driving in a boat. In this world, we find festivals which are around men. For instance, when two people marry, there's a marriage festival. If someone has an examination and passes in the university, we have an examination festival. When the Serbian national team wins in basketball, we have a festival all over the country. But today we will have a festival not for man, but for God. It's the idea of Krishna consciousness to celebrate with Krishna in the center. The festival which we are going to make today, the boats festival, is usually done in the summer. We are lucky, we caught the last day of the summer who runs away now into the southern areas of the world. And we will give the Lord a wonderful procession. Our qualified Brahmana, Bali Sat Achar, will purify the way by sprinkling sanctified water with sacred mantras. Yes. And his good wife will purify the ether by blowing in the conchal. Then we will carry the... Then the Lord comes and we will all surround the Lord and have a sacred procession. First we will go to the kitchen, the Serbian kitchen, and then we will go through the forest and make a round and come here at the beginning where the boat is. Great happiness. We will try to give the Lord a wonderful festival. And then we will be there when the Lord takes his royal boat procession. 1 month ago, no, 3 months ago, I was in America where they had built a huge swan from here to the rooftop, and on top of the swan, or in the swan, there was such big Radha Krishna deities. One had a crown. It was a swan boat, like in Lohengrin. Lohengrin is an opera, Wagner. Yeah. And then in this one was a little motor. That was not like in the opera. And the Radha and Krishna were driving on the lake. So today let us give the same pleasure in our own way in this beautiful lake, which is already purified by another interreligious ceremony this morning. Please all take part in this procession with great happiness, wishing their lordships Radha Shyam Sundar a wonderful ride and a wonderful spiritual adventure. So the men will now assemble on this part in the tent, and our Matajis, please, on that part of the tent. Hare Krishna. For this part, I want to also request those who are mothers with children or parents to maybe take care that the children play a little away from the tent. Yes, thank you. We wish to create a little meditational atmosphere. And, yeah. Yes, meditative no atmosphere. This boat festival is actually something which goes on eternally in the spiritual world. Now, there is especially in Vrindavan one lake where Radha and Krishna often have their transcendental boat festival. It's called Manasa Ganga. It's a wonderful big lake with many ancient boats on the shore.
To je predivno veliko jezero sa mnogobrojnim starim drevnim brodovima koji se nalaze na obali.
Once the gopis came with clay pots full of milk, yogurt, sandesh, ghee and other milk products.
Jednom su gopije došle noseći velike glinene čupove koji su bili prepuni jogurta, mleka, ghee, sandesha i drugih mlečnih produkta.
They wanted to bring these articles to the nearby by town of Mathura and sell them with a profit.
One su želele da ove proizvode odnesu u obližnji grad Mathuru i da ih tamo prodaju sa profitom.
But they came to this huge lake Manasa Ganga, and they knew it would take such a long time to go around it. So they looked for a boat and a boatman.
I onda su one došle do ovog ogromnog jezera Manasi Gange i znali su da bi im trebalo tako puno vremena da zaobiđu jezero, tako da su počele da traže nekog splavara.
There was only a very old boat. And a boatman who sat in a black cloth. It's like, you know.
Na tom brodu se nalazio jedan veoma stari čamdžija koji je bio zavijen u crni plašt.
The boatman seemed to sleep. Hey, boatman!
Hey, Chandria!
Wake up!
Probudi se!
Take us to the other side of the lake. Boatman woke up, covered with this black thing, like Admabu is sometimes covered. Yeah. And the boatman said, my boat is very old. And you are very young.
A vi ste veoma mladi.
And you are very many.
Ima vas tako puno.
Better you take another boat. I'm not sure if my boat will make it. It's so old. But boatman, there is only one boat here.
Ovdje je samo jedan brod.
And we will give you a good payment when we have gone to Mathura and sold our milk products. Just say yes.
Samo reci da.
Okay. The boatmen, all the gopis, beautiful gopis, climbed into the boat. And the boatman very lazily and reluctantly began to row the oars. The boatman said, I'm very, very tired. So much hard work was there. I have no real strength in my limbs. Can you please give me some sweets, then some energy will come back. The beautiful gopis looked at each other. This is too much, this boatman. But deciding that they needed to go to Mathura, they fed the boatman some sandesh and other sweets. After the boatman had eaten sufficiently, he belched. Now I must take a rest. And he just slept. The gopi said, too much. But the boat was by now in the middle of the Manasi Ganga. They were dependent on the boat and the boatmen. At this moment, by Krishna's sweet desire, dark clouds came in the sky. And a big storm developed, as big as the storm which was here before we started our Letni Kampa. The boatman woke up. Ah, maledramatická situacionsky. The water comes through the boat. Oh no! And the boat started to sink. The gopis went, ah, Shyam, save us. The boatman said, there is only one way that we can survive. You have to throw the heavy pots with ghee and yogurt overboard. This is our means of income. If you die, you cannot speak of any ekonomická situacionské any longer. So the gopis in good faith threw everything away. Then the boatman smiled. You have such heavy ornaments of gold and pearls. Please throw that also overboard so that we can survive. The gopi said, yes. But the boat sank. By this time Radharani was extremely worried. She said, Shyam, save us! At this moment he saw how a tear of ecstasy developed in the eyes of the boatman. And he saw how all of a sudden there was a peacock feather on the head of the boatman. What extraordinary boatman is this? She just recognized, this is my Shyam Sundar doing again one of his wonderful pastimes. Where he wants our full surrender. And the boat was sinking. She was so angry at Krishna. But then she just threw herself, because they were sinking, threw herself around Shyama Sundar's hair, who was dressed in a black cloak. Save us! At that time Krishna got up, took his flute, and played wonderful flute music. But nicer. All of a sudden the clouds disappeared. The boat became a beautiful golden boat with narrations. His beautiful Shyama Sundar form sprung forth with his beautiful dhoti. And the gopis sang and Krishna sang and they joked and had another wonderful pastime. My dear devotees, this pastime teaches us that Krishna wishes our surrender. We all sit in the boat of Krishna consciousness, but we have our heavy burdens of material attachments. My plan, my attachment, Vesanost, yes. My pochlepor. My ekonomiske situacionski. Krishna wants us to throw this all overboard. Surrender to him. So that he can carry us over the ocean of birth and death. Now we want to pray a prayer to Krishna. Then we will hear our two young musicians singing two wonderful songs for the pleasure of Radha Shyam Sundar. Please repeat after Radha Kripa. from the burden of false pride. No longer will I try to provide for my own safety. Hare Krishna. So now we will hear our young musicians. Please come here. So thank Bali Sadacha, because this is his school. This is his school. People are from his school. They are they are contributing to the program. And exactly about this subject, welcoming Radha and Krishna in our hearts, we have tried to speak during this Letni Kampa.
I upravo smo ove teme pokušavali da govorimo na ovom letnjem kampu o tome kako da poželimo dobrodošlicu Radhe i Krishne u naše srce.
You remember every morning we had part of the heart displayed.
Sećate se da smo svakog jutra imali deo srca koji bismo prikazali.
We had shown an empty heart.
Na početku smo vam prikazali prazno srce.
In a heart in which a vacuum was, because the place where Radha and Krishna belong, the place on the throne of the heart was empty.
I na početku to je bilo prazno srce, u kome je bila praznina, zato što mesto koje treba da zauzimaju Radha i Krishna je bilo prazno.
And as a result of this vacuum or hole in the heart, a tremendous pull of material desires came instead.
I zahvaljujući toj praznini koja je postala u srcu, onda je ta praznina privukla bezbroj materijalnih stvari koje su se tu nastanile.
But by following material desires, the heart became full of the clouds of anahtas.
Ali prateći te bezbrojne materijalne želje, srce je postalo prepuno anarhije.
In the scriptures it is said that the conditioned soul must put Krishna into his heart by hearing and hearing about him.
U spisima je rečeno da osoba može staviti Krishnu u svoje srce na taj način što čuje i čuje.
There is a shloka, a verse in the first canto of Bhagavatam which goes like this.
Postoji stih u prvom pevanju Šrimad Bhagavatama koji ovako glasi.
Shrinvata svakata Krishna punya shravana kirtana hridyanta stoha badrani vidunoti suritsatam. By hearing about Krishna,
slušajući o Krishni,
Krishna who is the well-wisher in everyone's heart,
Krishna koji je dobronamernik svake osobe u njenom srcu,
takes away from the heart all that is inauspicious.
Otklanja iz srca sve nepovoljnosti.
To bring Krishna in our heart, in other words, is simple.
Da bismo doveli Krishnu u naše srce, jako je jednostavno.
We have to hear about him every day and in this way invite him.
Treba da slušamo o njemu svakog dana i na taj način da ga pozovemo.
Then Krishna will take his rightful place in our heart or consciousness and we will stop having material desires and anattas.
Onda će Krishna uzeti mesto koje mu pripada u našem srcu ili u našem umu i materijalne želje će nestati iz naše svesnosti.
Jiva Goswami describes that Lord Krishna personally takes his pallets, it's called, his big pallets, and stops the hole in our heart so that no material desires can quell forth.
Jiva Goswami kaže da Krishna lično stavlja svoj palac.
Palac, yes. Very good. Yeah.
Na rupu u našem srcu, tako da onda više materijalne želje ne mogu tu da opstanu.
Correct. He personally comes and stops with his lotus feet the constant flow of material desires.
Znači on lično dolazi i svojim lotusom i stopalima on zaustavlja taj neprestani tok materijalnih želja.
Of course we are now very eager to show you how the heart looks when Radha and Krishna are in the heart.
Naravno mi smo sada veoma nestrpljivi da vam pokažemo kako srce izgleda kada su Radha i Krishna u srcu.
We request all of you to remain seated, although you may fall down with ecstasy. You may roll over with ecstasy, yeah.
Da molimo vas da ostanete na svojim mestima zato što znamo da sad možete da počnete da se kotrljate po podu bez staze.
Remains wait, wenn ich dir das Zeichen gebe dann ja und dann mittendrin kommt es ich brauche Gorahari aber um das zu spielen Harmonium. So we will sing now. Sit here. We will sing now a very nice bhajan, and in this bhajan we want to request all of you to welcome Lord Krishna in your heart.
Sada ćemo pevati jedan predivni bhajan i u tom bhajanu mi bismo vas zamolili da poželite Krishni dobrodošlicu u svom srcu.
And we will celebrate this occasion by giving the Lord a wonderful aratik, huh?
I mi ćemo proslaviti ovaj događaj tako što ćemo gospodinu pružiti predivan narativ.
Who knows to play the two beat, please? It's very nice.